Hey, everybody, this is Stully Hefty.
This is Heaton Cha, and in a rare turn of events today, we're going to talk about something that was inspired by a book.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
This book is called Play Bigger. And the book is about what people are calling category design. Mm. And this is the idea that in a business, in a company, in a startup, you have the ability to create a category.
There's a lot of value in creating a category, thinking about what you're building as like a new category that you can then own, right?
Yeah, that too. Exactly.
So, you know, I'm building a product. I have a startup. I have a few customers. I have a little bit of revenue. Usually I play in some space, right, that broadly we can define in one way or another. And the question now becomes, is it worth the exercise of trying to come up with a new positioning and branding and give this thing that our software does a category name? Maybe two recent examples that I can think of, HubSpot created the category or named the category of inbound marketing, right? And content marketing. I think Adrift is a good, very recent example in the SaaS space where they, instead of just saying we're doing chat, live chat, which is something that other companies have done before Drift, they started framing this as conversational marketing and calling this a big new emerging category and a big new trend. And there's many, many other categories, Gainsight with success, software, and all that kind of stuff. How do you think about doing category design? Does every company need to? And is it just a marketing and branding exercise, or does your product really need to do something uniquely different that is its own category in order to be able to do that?
Yeah, I mean, the line in there is, and I have this saved, and I have it saved because I've been thinking about this a lot. And the line I would use for that is basically like, it's much easier to be number one in a category you created. And I think that that's really this idea in the book and this idea of category design, which is age old. And so I guess my response on this whole thing is like, most products are already in an existing category. Very few products create a new category, like literally like they're already sitting in a new category, right? When they start, for example, HubSpot resegmented blogging. That's my opinion. Blogging was a very personal thing. HubSpot comes around, sees this pattern based on Dharmesh Shah, one of the co-founders, blogging about startups on his blog on startups.com. He convinces Brian, the CEO, now CEO, co-founder of HubSpot, to start the company around this idea that blogging can be done for business. And that's really, to me, how I would describe the original category that HubSpot was in, which is blogging. They were building blogging software, believe it or not. That's my take on it. And they resegmented that as they started talking to customers into what they called inbound marketing, which is this idea that you don't need to do paid marketing in order to get traffic and leads and customers. And then they built a whole suite of software. And now, you know, it's a public company growing super fast and all kinds of things are going on. But originally, to me, it was resegmentation. They were not in their own category. And then they resegmented the category and gave it a name. So that's one example. And then the one you use for Drift, to me, was a resegmentation of what I'm calling content marketing. The reason for that is after we went into inbound marketing and blogging, content marketing became a thing. It's like basically any kind of content that you're putting out there for marketing purposes, even though that's been done, that's what people started calling it because it went beyond blogging. And it was all about doing this marketing and getting emails or getting leads. And so Drift is basically saying, okay, well, you're doing content marketing. That's great. Traffic's coming to your site. We got this thing called conversational marketing to help you convert those people without just using email. They basically replaced this idea of what I call content marketing and my definition of it with conversational marketing. So that's like two good examples where they resegmented an existing category. They took something that was a pattern that was working and they gave it a name and they built a software around that in a business.
So how do you decide when this is valuable or not? Or would you say this is something that is universally valuable and every startup should strive to do category design and to resegment? Is this just an exercise that every startup should try to be number one in the category that they named or designed? Or is this something that becomes relevant at a certain phase? What's your thinking on that?
Yeah, I wonder. I really wonder. I think this is not clean cut and clear. And in the past, like, one of the things that category design really was called was branding. That's my thing. Like, positioning. There you go. Yeah. So it's almost like, okay, you know, you want a differentiated position in the market. Now that the markets are crowded, creating a category of your own and naming it and then marketing it as such. In Drift's case, they wrote the book on it, right? And things like that, like recently. Like, it's not for the faint of heart. If you find yourself in resegmenting a category and you see customers drawn to it and it's different, then yeah, it's worth it. But if you're in a category and it exists and people understand it and there's a lot of software in it, it's not necessary to do to stand out from the crowd. But honestly, there's still a differentiator you might have. And it might be worth entertaining it. So to me, it's really about how do you think about what you're doing? If you're in a market and you're hitting on being directly competitive with others, then, and I think your business is very close to that, if not right there, then maybe you don't need to resegment, you don't need to resegment. You don't need to do any category design. You don't need to invent anything. You're just like, we're another CRM. We do things a little differently. Choose us because we're right for you. And if your pitch is any different than that, please speak up, Steli, but I don't think it is. I think it's like you have some differentiation and you're in the market and you're selling against larger and smaller competitors, right?
Right.
It's pretty straightforward. You're in a highly competitive market and you're going after it and the market's big enough to hold, I don't even know how many CRMs now, right? Especially if you widen it and talk about CRMs targeting specific industries. Mm. So that's one way, which is you just compete against everybody and you're one of many and that's okay because you can find your niche or your carve out your audience. Another is you resegment, which is essentially Drift and HubSpot are classic examples of that, I would say. And then a third is more of like when you just invent something new. You invent something new because whatever your product is or your services just doesn't look like anything that existed before and is solving problems in a way that's differentiated amongst, you know, your market in the first place. And if you're competing, this is my take, if you're competing with everybody, you don't need to do category design early. You might not even need to do it mid stage. You might think about it much later, actually, because it takes a while to find differentiation in highly, highly crowded markets. If you have a resegmentation strategy where you discover an underserved set of people or a trend that you can hit on and go after, then basically, and the trend that you believe is a new one, and customers are sort of gravitating towards you because of like a little bit of that differentiation that you have. Usually it's product differentiation. That's resegmenting. And I think that's more of something where you think about it kind of medium term, early stage. You're still discovering what that difference is, but you might have some inclination that like you can do something different there. And then I would say that if you're creating a new market, you have no choice but to figure out how to describe what you do in a way that people resonate with it. And whether you're creating a category in that case or really going after hammering the value proposition and the problem that you solve, then I think it's more imperative to do that much earlier in sort of that third kind of market or type of market.
Yeah, I love that framework. And I think it's a very common pattern that for companies that successfully kind of repositioned, resegmented, and defined a category, the ones that I can think of that did this successfully they didn't do it on day one. Right? They did it kind of much later in the life cycle where they had a few iterations, a chance to iterate a few times, both with the product, the marketing, finding product market fit, kind of fixing some of the early bugs of what is our brand, what's our identity, who's our ideal customer, what do we need to switch around the product. And once they get a kind of good momentum going, then it might make sense to really, you know, throw the entire weight of your business around the idea of designing a category and positioning yourself in a really strong way. Because that also points to the second thing that I'll say before we wrap up this episode, which is that the companies that have done this successfully didn't just do this a little bit later once they already had figured out some fundamental questions about their business, but they also, you need to be really committed to that idea. Because once you design that category, typically I find that, or what I've observed, is that it takes a company a few years of consistent effort and repetition. Just keep like this evangelical promotion around this new idea, new category. And just, it takes a long time before it starts catching on and before other people and your customers and other competitors in the market are starting to latch on and jump on this idea and use the same verbiage and describe the same category. So it's not one of those things that you could just like write a blog post about or run an ad campaign and within 2 months, boom, you now have a category and you've created a certain positioning that everybody in the market adopted. It takes kind of very long-term commitment. It's probably part of the reason why it doesn't make sense to do it in the early days when you're still a few pivots away from having even rudimentary product market fit, right?
Yeah, couldn't agree more. I think it's timing that you have to do it. And it's the things people forget is they just want to do it, but they don't realize that it's all about timing and also when you are able to do it because you've learned exactly what the sort of customer perspective on the market is. So if someone wants to buy a CRM, let them buy a CRM. If someone wants to buy yet another marketing tool, nobody does, then go help them buy inbound marketing or a conversational marketing tool. And if someone doesn't even know what the heck you do, but you solve a real problem for them, then figure out how to pitch it to them. Because that's a whole different sort of level of problem. And I think that you got to start with the customer and figure out what the customer's perception is and their perspective is, and then map that to when you decide to go after creating a category, or you might never need to because you're able to grow without it, without having to have that level of explainable differentiation.
Beautiful. All right. I think that's it for us for this episode. We will hear you very soon.
Cheers.